You are listening to The Straight Shooters exclusively on Wildfire Radio. Subscribe to The Straight Shooters podcast on iTunes by visiting the iTunes store and download every episode on wildfireradio.com. Now, here's Vaughn Johnson and Nick Picone bringing you the latest and greatest in the world of professional wrestling.
Sheamus can't believe it, but Roman Reigns is alive! Reigns is alive!
There is a desire, there is a fire inside Roman Reigns that cannot be put out!
Sheamus going for the death blow, the bro kick.
It's a good career, Roman.
Spam!
No!
Spam!
Is Vaughn Johnson of Philly.com.
Well, super nerdy pet peeve of mine, nitpicky. I don't think he should have been hopping over the top rope like some parkour champion.
What is your name?
Here, as always, with my main man, Pots and Pans, Nick Picone.
That's me.
It doesn't matter what your name is!
You know that thing that they got now, Netflix and chill. That it used to be a Blockbuster night.
Feeling good.
What actually happened on the show? Nothing.
Give me a hell yeah! I said, give me a hell yeah!
Hear that? That means you're listening to yet another edition of the Straight Shooters podcast here on Wildfire Radio. My name, of course, as you heard in the intro, is Vaughn Johnson of Philly.com. Here on this fine Friday afternoon, I am all joined, as always, by my main man, Pots and Pans, Nick Picone.
That's me.
Have you added another .com to your bio?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it, but we'll see.
PhillyVoice.com, PhillyInfluencer.com, BleedPhilly.com.
Yep.
PhillyEverything.com.
Pretty much.
NickPicone.com.
Hopefully no one's going to go register that right now. Well, I need that. That's mine.
You better get on that fast.
I bet. I'll be right back.
In the meantime, we're going to talk about a pretty exciting week in wrestling. These last pretty much 7 days, maybe 5-6 days, have been really hectic. Really exciting, and it's not even over yet, because in about a couple of hours, Ring of Honor is coming to Philly. They're here already,
I guess.
They're here for Final Battle at the 2300 Arena, so I'll be in attendance there. Nick,
you'll be in attendance. I'll probably just cuddle up on my couch, order it on iPay-per-view.
That sounds like a good idea, though. Yeah, cuddling up on the couch sounds good.
It does.
It sounds better than cuddling up with a bunch of marks at the 2300 Arena.
It does. You know, lay out, stretch out. Friday night, you know, just relax. It's been a long week, so.
It has.
It started out well, though. I will take that. We were both at Raw on Monday, so.
Right.
So it started out well.
Let's start out, I guess. You want to start there, I guess?
Sure.
Since we were all in attendance there. You, Brian, Malik. Brian. Not all together, though.
No.
You were me, with Brian and Malik.
Brian and Malik were together, right. Yes.
I was off doing my own thing. Yeah. Being a star.
There you go.
But I had a couple friends.
Probably had a better view than us.
Right. It was better off that it wasn't with y'all, because you all were moving around quite a bit.
We were
stationary in the risers. But it was an electric atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. Least. Like, you know, first Raw back in Philly in 2.5 years. So
yeah, well over 2 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, we were hoping for a good show after TLC, kind of like, you know, that was a good show.
And I forgot about TLC already. Yeah. That was Sunday.
Yeah.
I was starting at Raw.
We just previewed it, you know, last week.
TLC was a decent show. Roman Reigns did a hell of an angle at the end.
Yes.
Which carried over into Monday. Yes. Because that's the reason why we were all excited to see him, because that angle in Boston was really good when he beat up Triple H. He actually got the fans in Philly to say, hey, we like this guy now.
Yeah. I think Vince McMahon returning helped quite a bit.
Yes, it did.
And it was kind of like we didn't know what would happen. Like, is he going to swerve everyone and be on Reigns' side? But no, like he was.
I never thought that at all.
No. You didn't?
No. No.
Well, my friend right next to me was like, yo, he's gonna come out and cost Sheamus the match just because it's a Russo swerve. And I guess he's used to that.
No. They want Reigns to be over as much as possible. Vince McMahon helping him would not help him get over.
Well, the crowd did love Vince. He was trying to be a heel.
But I mean, when he was distracting the referee during the main event, they didn't like him.
No.
And Vince was talking to him for like 10 minutes. He was like, come
here. Making dinner plans.
Let me talk to you about what we're going to have for dinner tonight on the jet.
That was good. It was when Steph made the announcement in the beginning. I was like, "Oh man, like here he comes!" And the fact that he interrupted the R-Truth Bo Dallas match.
I was sitting there wondering, like, what in the hell is this? Somebody tweeted, "It's like, didn't Superstars end already? I thought Superstars is already over." Are you serious? I bring my friends to Raw. My two friends who don't watch wrestling that much, and one friend who watches wrestling as much as I do. Mm-hmm. So two women who don't watch wrestling that much. I'm like, sorry guys, you got to watch R-Truth and Bo Dallas. And then Vince McMahon came. I was like, oh, thank God.
Yes. Be like, you know what? This is why they made that match. You know, like,
thank goodness.
He was great in that segment too. You know, he went to commercial. You know, made them wait. Made us wait.
Right. He even screamed it out on the microphone. Somebody, I think it was like a PA or something like that. Like probably legitimately telling him, like, oh, we got, you know, a minute to connect to TV.
Right.
And I guess Vince used that as an opportunity to play heel instead of just saying, oh, yeah, okay. He was like, the bastard, wait. And of course, you didn't see that on TV because you can't say bastard on TV.
Yeah, you can't.
Probably shouldn't say bastard on here, but that's what he said. I didn't say it.
No, you didn't. I didn't hear you say anything.
Right. Vince McMahon said it over the microphone to like 15,000 people. And there was a lot of people in the building, too. There wasn't like, they tarped off big sections of the upper deck.
Yeah.
They did tarp off a little, like, couple of rows at the very top.
Yeah.
But those were, like, two or three rows and one or two sections. Mm-hmm. But other than that, the place was full.
Yeah, the only, and plus around where the camera is, they always have those seats kind of unoccupied, but I don't really count them anyway.
Right.
Yeah, like,
they don't sell tickets to those seats.
A lot more people there than SmackDown in October.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's Raw. It's, like you said, it's the first Raw in a while. Raw is obviously live. It's the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, they got superstars too. I mean.
Oh yeah. We got to see that hot Fandango Heath Slater match.
Oh man, I was surprised that they didn't have a lot of Fandangoing going on.
I figured the Philly crowd.
Was there?
It was a lot more than what I expected, given that thing got hot like 2 years ago.
Yeah. I was one of them.
But obviously the big story coming out of Raw was not just Roman Reigns becoming the WWE World Heavyweight Champion for technically the second time, even though it felt like the first time.
Yeah.
But not only was it him winning the title on a Raw, which hasn't happened in a very long time, but the reaction in the building to him winning on Raw. I'm not sure. I know people heard it on TV. I know it came across on TV. But I'm not sure how people, if you weren't in the building, if people knew how much it came across on TV.
Yeah.
The place just popped huge.
It did.
And maybe it wasn't a Steve Austin pop, which who got Steve Austin pops was Steve Austin.
Nobody.
Maybe it wasn't the Rock type of pop when he won titles and people were throwing babies in the air and going crazy. But for
babies.
You know, euphemism. But
you're my newborn.
Yeah, metaphor, you know.
But, oh, okay.
Yeah, not actually throwing babies. That's dangerous. That's, you don't want to do that.
Nowhere near Snitsky, that's for sure.
But for 2015, where the pops haven't been that big in a while because the product isn't that hot. For 2015, that was a big pop. And on top of that, for Roman Reigns, who is kind of over, but not really. But in a matter of 48 hours, it got pretty big over. Mm-hmm. Pretty over big.
Yeah.
Over Same big. Thing. Is that the right way?
Over easy. Yeah, why not?
Over, like eggs. You know, he's like eggs. Are we getting joined by somebody here?
We got you, Brian.
What's up, guys?
Yo. Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
We didn't warn anybody, but we were supposed expecting a guest. And that's Brian Isley joining us over the phone.
I'm just like, hey, Brian, what's up? Yeah. Everyone at home is probably like, what's he talking about?
Unfortunately, I'm over the phone. I got the babies with me today, and the wife stuck at work doing the closing, so, you know.
You didn't throw the babies in the air, did you? Like, mom was just talking about.
Not for Roman. Yeah. Although I will say, and Nick, you saw this, I almost did a complete 180.
Yeah.
Like, I was rooting for him to lose. Wow. We were sitting there, like, lose. Oh, my God, that's a great ending. Yeah, Roman, yeah. I didn't like when he kicked Vince McMahon out of the ring. You know, the last part where Vince was hanging over the apron and he just kicked him off like he was a piece
of
trash.
That was hilarious.
That was
like
awesome.
That was hilarious.
I loved it.
No, you don't do that to Vince. No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, poor
the only
Vince.
Person that can get away with that is Austin. And that's already been done.
Poor Vince.
So you know what I'm saying? But you know, I love Vince. When that R-Truth and Bo Dallas match was going on, I left. I went to go get something to eat.
He did.
And then
probably
this
one
music
one.
Came on, and I ran back down to my...
He was actually doing a Vince McMahon strut. I saw you doing that strut.
Oh, yeah, I did. I was bugging. I lost my voice the next day and everything. Like I was tripping. I was tripping in raw, for real. But I had a great time, man. I had a great time with you guys. Vaughn being prima donna, diva.
My seats weren't with you guys. Sorry.
Where the hell were you? Like,
look, I didn't get my tickets like a week after Nick got his. And I was in section, was it 120? I think it was.
Something like that.
I was in the risers, so... My tickets weren't with you guys. I figured we would be in the same section because they usually put the media
right,
in the same section.
Yeah.
So anti-social, man.
Hey, man.
So,
when you're a star, you get treated differently. What can I say? Get some perks.
Yeah. I get it. I understand.
You get set in the risers, you know, amongst the people. That's the perk, I guess. I don't know. Get Lorenzo's pizza.
Yeah, I can only imagine how you're going to act when you go to WrestleMania.
Hey, like, man, I'll be stunned. I ain't going to hold you. I'll be stunned. In the press box, I have people feeding me shrimp in the press box, all right?
Yeah, with a damn Ric Flair robe on.
Yep. Somebody with a big Leaf fan of me.
Like Randy Savage at WrestleMania 9.
Right, right.
Feeding him grapes.
Feeding me grapes and stuff. Get a camera up in the press
my
box.
Goodness. But Macho King Vaughn Johnson, everybody.
That has a nice ring to it.
I'm not gonna lie.
Macho King.
Pretty good.
No, it doesn't.
You're a genius, Brian.
All right, but Brian, what did you think about the entire situation with Roman Reigns, him winning? And to me, the biggest story was the reaction, obviously, to Reigns being that it was Philly and we're the same city that booed him to oblivion back in January.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved it. And like I said, you guys well documented that I'm not a Roman Reigns guy. So for me to be standing up cheering after the match and hearing his promo, I don't know, was it promo that he shot, that he gave his shoot, was that off the air?
Yeah, that was after the show.
Address the fans?
Yeah.
Okay, Well,
but they recorded it and put it on the website, though, so everybody
can. We actually do have audio of that.
He needs to talk like that. That's how he needs to cut promos.
We're gonna cut to that promo right now,
Brian. We're gonna play it. Perfect segue, Brian. We're gonna play it now.
Hey, for real though.
Okay, cool.
It wasn't that long ago at Royal Rumble. Y'all know what it was. It was rough. But a lot of my progression and a lot of my focus and motivation came from that night. So in a weird hindsight way, thank you so much, guys. Because life ain't fair, and sometimes you gotta get kicked in the ass to get better, and that's what happened. And that's why we're here now. Thank you so much. I'll never forget tonight.
Yep, and that in the background you heard was Brian cheering loudly in the audience.
Yeah.
And, you're like, thank you, Roman.
If you watch closely on TV, you catch me and Malik acting a damn fool.
Yeah,
you called us on TV.
I was able to capture them on TV. They were in the, they're like opposite to our camera, and I was able to spot them.
I gotta go back and watch it, man.
Yeah, it was good. I got home and I watched the replay, and you were talking about it earlier. Like TV, it comes across well,
but quite.
Not as loud as it was.
It was loud.
It was awesome.
It was pretty. As loud as I've heard Wells Fargo for a wrestling event.
Yeah,
it was pretty.
I'd agree. Yeah.
It was pretty loud in there. It got pretty raucous, and a couple times, not just when he won. I mean, when he won, it was the biggest pop of the night. But when he first came out, it was pretty big pop. Yeah. Obviously, when Vince came out, when Dean Ambrose came out, that was a pretty big pop.
It was
New Day when they first came out. That was a pretty big pop. Yes. And Roman W's. Getting a big pop at the end. The thing was about it is that it was good booking. It was entertaining. I don't care who it is, and I guess Philly's the same way. We don't care who it is. I mean, obviously, we'd like certain guys over other guys. Mm-hmm. We'd probably prefer if it was Daniel Bryan or Dean Ambrose. But if it's going to be Roman Reigns, do it good. Do it right. Don't do them like you've been doing them for the last 6 months, 8 months, with bad promos and just the corniest lines ever. And bad opponents, too, by the way. So, and just bad storylines. So if it's going to be Roman, please give this guy a chance to succeed. And they did that Sunday night, and they did it again Monday night. And we liked it. How can you be mad at that?
We did. And
can't be mad at it.
He had the opening promo on SmackDown on this past Thursday, and it was just basic, hey, I'm here now. I might not be here in the future because I might get fired, but just thanks for your support. I won the title. And then Sheamus came out and said he was given the power by the authority to get security in there to take out take Reigns from the building, and Reigns just destroyed security, and that was it. Like, we didn't hear from him the rest of the night. He left, obviously. Like, that is solid booking of him throughout the week.
You don't have to have him out there talking for 20 minutes. Right. That's not his forte.
No.
We knew this months ago.
We did.
And, like, this is something brand new we just found out.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody can do that.
Well, they just found out.
Apparently.
I guess so.
They just found out. I mean, but now, I guess it's better late than never. Then Savage ties his career to the point where no one cares anymore. We actually do care. We want this guy. He's a talent. We want this guy to succeed because it provides us with entertainment.
Right.
So when he did well, when that show did well, which was a great show, and they capped it all well, I stood and applaud. I'm a hater, but I'm not going to hate just for the sake of hating. I have a reason to hate. This guy was being treated wrong. He was getting bad spots, bad promos, bad matches, bad opponents. He was looking bad. Right. Now he looks good.
And that's the thing. Roman is talented. Roman is talented. Maybe he's not the best, right? You could probably find somebody who's a better wrestler, or find somebody who's a better talker. You're not going to find too many with a better look. As soon as my female friend saw him, they wanted to marry him on the spot. So he has that going for him, but he's got something that you should not squander. And WWE, if it wasn't for the past 48 hours, they were probably squandering it. But now, we got to spin this forward a little bit, because that was a couple days ago, 4 or 5 days ago.
Yeah.
Excuse me. What are you looking forward to moving forward with Roman? Like, who do you think is on the horizon for this guy? And how long do you think his run will last?
Ooh, now that's a tough one. I really don't know. Being with the roster being depleted, I don't know. I really don't have an answer for that. I hope they do, though, because he's got the title now. He needs an opponent. Me personally, I would love for well, they already did that. They already did the angle with him and Bray. Oh, man.
I think it's going to be Triple H. That's his...
that makes sense.
If it's not a Royal Rumble, probably a WrestleMania or something. And I guess Triple H with the challenge for the title.
The whole revenge thing. Yeah. But the whole revenge thing. He got his ass kicked and all that.
Real bad. Real bad.
I would like to see... I think him and Sheamus will have a rematch perhaps at the Royal Rumble. I don't know. It'll be on TV.
And when I'm talking about as far as who is up next, I'm talking about between like now and like WrestleMania. Like,
yeah. I actually have three different opponents for him. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Three different pay-per-views. So,
all right, Paul Heyman. We'll got it booked out.
We'll have Sheamus. Paul Heyman is involved.
All right.
We have Sheamus at Royal Rumble. I think February is going to be where he actually faces Triple H.
You think so? I think Triple H might be the Rumble.
Yeah.
Because like, I wouldn't mind that. You want to draw for the Rumble.
Right.
But
the Rumble does draw.
You want to draw for Fastlane too, but that's not nearly as important as Rumble or WrestleMania.
True. So
nearly as important.
No, it's a terrible name too.
When it plays out this way, you'll thank me later. we're gonna have Triple H at February's Fastlane, and then you can have a rematch at WrestleMania: Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. Face versus face. I think it's gonna be one of those, and he has his. That's gonna be his signature win. Even though he will be champion,
I hate seeing Brock lose, man. Me too.
But now that Reigns has that support behind him, I want to see that match. Like, I don't think people are gonna.
They'll
like Brock more. I just don't think they're gonna.
I think you're
like
right
him as much.
But they gotta keep this momentum up in order for it to go over well,
right?
Because they will turn on Roman again if it comes to Brock.
Yep.
If it comes to Brock, they will turn on him again if it comes to it.
Yeah.
So they had to keep this momentum up. Well,
I don't think there's any way you can turn Brock heel either. You know, Heyman, like, there's no way.
I mean, people they could, but I don't think people will buy it.
Right, exactly.
They could try, but people, I don't think people buy it.
So you do like face versus face. Like I can dig that.
You know what? I want that. I want Brock versus Reigns just so I can have a reason to boo Reigns again. I want that. Let's make that happen.
And then when
I don't like cheering Reigns. I felt weird the whole time. Clapping and smiling. I didn't like that at all.
Well, you're going to be clapping and smiling after WrestleMania when he wins. You're going to be like the biggest Roman Reigns fan. I can feel it.
I just hate seeing Brock lose. I hate seeing Brock lose. Because he's not just good for WWE. He's good for WWE as far as mainstream, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like that. Well,
he's so legit.
Yeah.
People believe him. Now, even if you don't, even if people say, oh, wrestling's fake, they still believe Brock.
Yeah.
So,
except, you know, Brock.
Right. But they'll believe Brock. So it's like, okay, well, when he's champ, all right, I like it now.
All right.
Because it's Brock. You accept it now. So that's my thing. I don't know. I hate seeing Brock lose, but I disagree with you.
Yeah. Do you think Reigns will be in the mix as far as champion? I mean, he doesn't have to have a consecutive reign, but, you know, losing once and then regaining it to the point where enough time has passed that Rollins comes back. And they ignite a feud.
I think he's holding it until Rollins comes back. I think him and Rollins are destined to face each other maybe at SummerSlam if Rollins is back by then. I think because WWE has a track record of having baby faces with long reigns. Hogan had like a 4-year reign.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen again. But like Cena, when he first won the title, he had like almost a year with the title.
It was. Yeah, and then he won it back not shortly after. So I know it was Edge cashing in Money in the Bank when he first lost his title. So.
But then he won it back and like held it for like another like 9 months. Like they like doing the long title reigns with baby faces. WWE is traditionally a baby face, quote unquote. They don't call it territories anymore, obviously, but it's a baby face territory.
Yeah,
they've always been that way. Bruno was a baby face. He held it for 10 years almost. Bob Backlund held it for a while. He was a baby face. Down to Hogan, baby. Every time they gave it to a heel, is so for them to slot it over to the top baby face. Mm-hmm. Bret Hart. Babyface. Shawn Michaels, when he first won the title, babyface. Then he was a heel, chopped it to Steve Austin, babyface. He didn't have the super long reign. He had it for like 5-6 months, but babyface.
I guess.
Yeah.
Cena, babyface. You know, like it's always been the babyface type of territory where like back in the day, the NWA was always catered to the heels. Mm-hmm. But WWF was always the babyface company. And they still are. That's why they always look for the top, the one guy, which is stupid. I don't think they should have just one guy, but that's what Vince always does. Even Vince Jr.
I never
thought
it like that. Wow, that's a great point. I never looked at it like that. It is a face company. Wow.
Yeah. So they're gonna. I think Reigns is holding on to that for a while. Plus, they haven't done the quick title changes.
I think he should. This is his first reign.
They don't do the quick title changes anymore. Yeah. like they used to, like in 2000. They had like, you know, got a hold of it for 2 months, and that's like a long reign.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. the reason why they had short reigns in 2000 because they had championship level talent from like right. number one all the way down to like yeah. five or six.
Everybody
so
was
Austin
capable.
Austin could drop yeah. the title to Triple H, or Triple H could drop the title to The Rock, and The Rock could drop the title to The Undertaker, and so on and so forth.
True.
But it was never born.
True. Very true. But they did it, though, because they had so much talent. They also did it to hot shot ratings and angles and stuff like that. They were hot shotting a lot back then. But you're right, though. Yeah. They did have a lot of depth. They could have a bunch of people hold championships back then. It wasn't like the ratings were going to fall off because, you know, Mankind had it for a
yeah.
month.
Yeah, they
people
actually
like
went up. Yeah.
Right.
Love Mankind.
Right. Helped them win the quote unquote war when they put it on Mankind, right?
Yeah.
Turn the tide.
Put the butts in the seats, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah,
that'll,
I did.
That'll put some butts in the seats.
Oh, man. Yeah, I, you guys are both right. If you look at the heels, and they generally should be, unless they like kind of transcend, they're like so good at what they do, like a Ric Flair.
Right.
You know, like, you should really groom heels to be the biggest adversary to the next top babyface. And there really wasn't any like that for Reigns. But I don't think that's going to hurt him in the long run. But would have I liked to see him be a long running champ? Like if he beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, it would have made sense. It, how they traditionally do things, but they didn't do it that way. Now, like, I don't know. I hope he continues with like the success he's had this past week, especially. I'm not sure that he would have ever expected the reaction he got in Boston and Philly, the two of the snarkiest crowds. And I didn't know that we would be I was cheering for him too. Just, yeah, we saw a title change. No, we saw a title match, first of all. And
right.
that was great. You know,
wait a second. Did you just call Boston and Philly snarky?
Yeah.
Let's just call it what it is. They're jerks. Boston and Philly are the worst crowds in America, period.
And worse as far as like people. We cheer the bad guys. Yeah.
True. I mean, I did hear a CM Punk chant Monday night.
That was
not
stupid.
Lie.
I hate that chant.
That was like
I hate the CM really Punk chant. And nothing against CM Punk. It's just a stupid chant.
Right.
And I hate the "This is wrestling" chant too. I hate that chant too. It's the stupidest chant ever. No shit. We're watching. We knew
well,
it was wrestling.
Brian started that chant.
Brian, don't do it.
I was starting all kinds of chants. I was bugging. Like I said, I lost my voice that night. I was tripping.
Yeah,
I had a damn good time.
You're right with the chants. You know, they do get annoying. Like the one, I actually heard some people that weren't fond of the chanting in London during the NXT event on Wednesday.
I was getting ready to get into that, but go ahead, say your point.
I actually disagree with the criticism. I think they actually added to the show. Because as much as I hate crowds hijacking events with chants like CM Punk, where really no place for it, and they're just trying to be, like Brian said, jerks, for lack of a word I don't want to say. You know, like the London crowd actually brought awesomeness with their chants. I think
some of those chants were cool.
A little bit.
Like the songs they would do.
Yes,
the Bailey
I
one.
I enjoyed that. It was like different.
But at the beginning of the match, it's cool. But like at a certain point, when she's like getting the heat on her, like she's getting beat up.
Yeah.
Don't do the.
Yeah, it's. The
I
want to
know if you be my girl. She's getting beat up. She's getting kicked in the face. Like, that's not. Let's cool down with the songs.
Maybe. Maybe they're trying to just uplift their spirit. I don't know.
What was the one they had for? They had one with Enzo. Did the Seven Nation Army.
Something like that.
Is it Enzo Amore?
Yeah.
I forget the one they had for. Actually, they had the Beatles song for Colin Cassidy. Da 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 da. Big Cass.
Yeah. That was funny.
That was good. Big Cass. That was
okay.
good.
Okay.
I actually liked that. I thought it was cool that all those people could do that. And it sounded good to me.
It did sound
we
good.
We can't get people in Philly to chant like that.
No.
You'll have somebody trying to get it. You'll have somebody trying to get a chant like that. If you'll hear somebody in the back saying, "Hey, shut the hell up."
like coming to America.
Yeah.
Yelling out the window.
Never saw it.
Jeez, Nick. He can take you to the movies one day, man.
Yeah.
Goodfellas and Coming to America. How you never seen Coming to America, man? That's ridiculous.
No, I'm mad now. Single response I have, I've seen probably every single movie, but I've seen snippets of them. I saw snippets of that.
It's on Netflix, Nick.
It is on Netflix. There's no excuse for that one.
All right, I'll have to.
It's been Netflix on Netflix like 2 years straight, too.
I'll Netflix and chill tonight with myself.
There's really no excuse for that. It's on Netflix, number one. And number two, it was made in 1988. You've had like 27 years to watch this movie. You haven't watched it yet.
But I mean,
it's Eddie Murphy too. Eddie Murphy's hysterical. That should have been reason alone to watch it.
I saw maybe two segments of it when it was on like broadcast television.
Well, you need to watch it on Netflix.
See? Yeah.
Do that tonight. That's homework.
All
right. Do that tonight.
Where's my pen?
You'll thank me in the morning.
Oh, there it is.
Another Quaalude. She'll love me in the morning. And where's that from?
Me?
Yeah.
Raw?
Come on, man.
Say it again.
I don't have to say it again. I don't have to say it. It's Scarface. All right, I'm not saying it again.
All right. Never saw.
Let's move on. All right. Because I'm going to get mad. You're talking about the chance.
I see those eyes. I'm
You're talking about the chance at NXT London. Yeah. Let's talk about NXT London as a show. Good show. NXT always does their takeovers are usually good.
Yep.
Some surprising finishes. I was surprised that Enzo and Cass lost again. But
boys.
I think that there may be bigger things on the horizon for them.
Yeah, I think they're getting called up.
I would hope so.
Because they're great. They're awesome.
I mean, they're over like Rover, no matter where they go. They can have good matches. They got the yin and the yang with Enzo being a small guy and Cass being the big guy. Carmella is fine as hell. So
I saw that one. Mm.
And apparently, she's dating Big Cass if you watch Breaking Ground.
Okay. You know what they remind me of? You ever read the book of Mice and Men?
Yeah.
No, they're the wrestling version of Mice and Men.
But Cass isn't dumb, though.
That's Jesse dumb. Hephaestus.
He's got like a doctor. He went to NYU to become like a doctor before he became a wrestler.
That's cool. George the Animal Steel was brilliant too. If you couldn't tell.
Well.
When he walked to the ring.
He was biting turnbuckles, though.
Yeah.
He was hungry.
I was just saying, Enzo can talk with the best of them. But
oh, yeah.
Taz can't.
He's all right. He can go. He can work, though. They both can work.
Yeah.
They're just a good package deal. And Big Cass ain't that stupid. Great. He got Carmella. He ain't that dumb.
I'm stuck on this of Mice and Men thing. I'm just thinking, I was like, wouldn't Jesse and Festus be more
that was,
like...
That was like the inspiration behind it, right? Like, that was Jesse and Festus in the next show.
That was the inspiration behind those two. But I'm just saying, they remind me of them too, just a little bit. The big man, small man, one says a lot, the other one doesn't say too much.
That's what they remind me of.
Hopefully, off Mice and Men can get called up to the main roster. And can you imagine an Enzo and Cass and a New Day feud?
Oh,
you're talking about promo gold.
That's all they need.
Promo gold.
I'm thinking about it already.
What other tag teams other than the New Day right now have must-see promos? I mean, if you want to say Bray Wyatt,
none.
Wyatt family maybe, but
he's not technically in the tag team.
Yeah, but that's it. You know,
there are no promo tag teams because the Usos really aren't that good talkers.
They
seem kind of cool.
They got the primetime players. They got primetime players.
Titus can talk.
Merchandise. So.
Yeah.
Titus can talk, though.
Yeah, he can talk, but he's hawking merchandise.
Right. The Usos seem like they'd be funny, though. Like, they if you watch them on, like, Xavier Woods' video game channel, they're, like, the one is, like, really funny. But when they get on the microphone, they're just, like, all over the place. The Lucha Dragons, they can speak English, but they have Sin Cara talking with the mask over his mouth. You can't hear what the hell he's saying. It's like, oh, no, you did.
Oh, wow.
That's what he's saying. It sounds like that's what he's saying.
No, I'm saying like, and then we act like we understand what he said. Like,
right, I don't understand what he's saying.
I'm pretty sure he did not say underlay at any time during his promo.
Well, I'll take it back. I'm sorry. He did not say that.
Arriba?
I don't know. Bobby, that made me think about Bobby Heenan. When you talk about Arriba McIntyre.
I was watching an old show on the network maybe 2 weeks ago. And Tito Santana was in a match, and it was just funny. The flying burrito. Like, they actually called the move
that's,
that.
That's, the, that's not right.
Chico, Jesse Ventura will call him, you know, like.
And you talk about me when I just said a muffled underlay under my breath.
Yeah, Brian. What's up with that?
I'll take it aside.
There was a lot of underlying racism back then.
A lot.
It was a whole lot. I mean, they did some messed up stuff. Like I mean,
Tito Santana was a matador. Come on.
Yeah.
He was never a matador, and all of a sudden you're gonna be a matador.
El Matador, man.
I remember tuning in to like Wrestling Challenge and seeing that, like, isn't that Tito Santana? They stopped calling him by his name.
I hated him when he was El Matador. When he was with Rick Martel and they were Strike Force, that
baby.
Was my favorite tag team. When they lost to Demolition, I cried like a baby. When he became El Matador and Rick Martel became the model, I loved the model. He was cool, and he had arrogance.
Oh, yeah.
But
literally.
El Matador? Literally. He literally had arrogance, and he sprayed in your face and blinded you. That was cool. But El Matador? Who was this guy, man? That was horrible. You're not fighting any bulls. You're wrestling.
You're not fighting any bulls.
I don't know. His attire was awesome.
How do we get to all this when I talk about NXT London? Yeah. Why do we always do this?
I always take it there. I'm sorry.
It's like,
guys.
I'm talking about Sin Cara and talk under his mask.
Yeah.
He can't talk under the damn mask, and they always make him talk, but he's always like muffled. All right. The show opened, NXT London opened with Asuka versus Emma. Asuka won. Asuka's cool.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
They don't make her into a racial stereotype. Thank goodness. She's just an ass.
She smiles too damn much for me.
But that's like part of the gimmick, that she smiles like she has like an evil, sinister smile. She's not like smiling like me, guys.
She looks like Cheshire Cat. She looks like Cheshire Cat when she does that.
I like her. Oh, I like Asuka. She looks, she's kind of cute too.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it is not get. I don't say it doesn't get over. She's over. I just don't like her.
I like her.
What? No.
I think the smile works for her because she's doing it like in a sinister way. Right. Like she's smiling and then kicking your face off. She's not doing it like in a smirk, like Reigns does, and like, hey guys, please like me.
like Nia Jax was doing a promo before a match, and she just looks up and there's Asuka just smiling at her, and then she walks away. What the hell was that?
Yo, that's badass.
That's
Brian.
Intimidation.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with that.
Get the hell out of here!
Don't mess with that.
That's something. That's intimidating. That's intimidating. You see a woman like that, then that's you see it like the next frame, she's kicking somebody's head off. Like, she's scary.
Yeah, and that's probably why Nia Jax lost. Because she was just afraid of Asuka.
Okay. Maybe you're on to something, Nick. Maybe you're seeing something I'm not. I just don't like her.
Well, speaking of Nia Jax, she did lose to Bayley.
Yeah.
In a pretty good match. I mean,
it was.
Nia Jax is still pretty green as far as her work. I mean, she hadn't really faced anybody. She pretty much beat up jobbers and beat them in like 5 minutes or less, so... This is like her first like real match, and it was on a real big stage. Given those circumstances, she did fairly well.
She did.
Bayley is super talented though.
Yeah, and I think it was the right finish too. The way it ended, you know, it was kind of like almost no one expected it to end that way. Bayley kind of had that look of desperation, and it actually worked. I think the whole storyline and end of the match played out perfectly to move forward. I don't know if they'll continue the feud food.
Got a Nia Jax joke?
Nick?
I just had tacos, so food's on my mind.
Do you think that was the right decision to have her tap out already?
I think it wasn't like Daly beat her up the entire match and then made her tap out. It was out of desperation, so it was like a last ditch effort to win the match. So they did it right. I mean, she still looks tough and kind of hard to beat, Nia Jax. They didn't take anything away from her they didn't take anything away from that, I don't think. I mean, that was the only way she could have lost, by out of desperation making her tap.
Well, what would you think was better, her tapping out or just passing out because she didn't want to tap out? Because she's still relatively new. And
I would have liked
never
that
give up, never give up type thing. Yeah, it was a hold that, you know, she could have passed out.
Just a choke hold.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so, that would have worked too. But we've seen that done.
Yeah, but I don't read too much into the tapping. But I just hope. Yeah, it doesn't lead to.
I think the passing out would have been great.
Yeah,
because you know she's a. Why would you tap out?
Yeah, exactly.
She's so on, you know, trying to win this match. She's like, I'm not tapping. I'm trying to win. Right. But Bayley got the chokehold on, and she chokes her out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. Yeah. That would have worked too. But I think this worked too. I think it was pretty good.
What else we got in the card? What do you think about Dash and Dawson? Speaking of the Enzo and Moray, I like Dash and Dawson.
I do too.
They're changing pace.
They're great in the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Everybody's high flying around and doing cool moves. They don't. They just straightforward.
To me, they're almost like an old school heel tag team. Right. They,
that's Arn. That's Arn and Tully. I like them. I like them a lot.
Yeah, I like them too.
All
right.
All they need is a great manager like Bobby, and they'll be good. They'll be good to go. Well, where are you going to find another
managers,
Bobby? Right?
I miss managers, man. We need the next Jim Cornette, the next Bobby Heenan, the next Slick. Like, we need
WWE doesn't
like
use
that.
Managers though.
They use
especially
female managers. That's about it.
But who? How many of those female managers they have? Summer Rae. It's like they forgot she knows how to wrestle.
Kelly was at one point, I think.
Kelly. Yeah. Summer Rae knows how to wrestle though. Like, it's like they forgot.
Yeah.
Because she did wrestle at one point, and she wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
She's better than like Eva Marie,
yeah.
Which everybody is, but still, she's still wrestling. Why isn't Summer Rae? But
yeah,
you know, I guess Lana. She's in the same boat. She's a manager. But all right, what else happened on this card? We had Baron Corbin and Apollo Crews.
Yeah,
this surprising.
Surprising ending. You figure Corbin lost to
Samoa Joe
last one, so.
And he lost at the Dusty Rhodes Classic too.
Yeah, so
in the tag team match.
I get it. I was just surprised. Like, he should be a guy that doesn't. He's not like a glorified jobber, but just surprised he beat Apollo Crews with how much they built him up in the last few months.
Beat him clean too.
Yeah, yeah. So
no cheating, no nothing. Clean as a sheet.
Maybe they have another match in the future, and Crews gets the win back. Not sure they do things exactly the same way as they do in WWE in regards to even Steven booking. I don't see it happening, but maybe it's just one of those things where they're keeping Apollo in NXT a little longer than they planned.
Oh, of course they're
going to
keep him.
Now they're going to.
They should.
I just didn't know when they would boost him up to the main roster if that was coming anytime
soon.
I don't think he's
quite ready from a talking standpoint or a character standpoint.
So what are. If they'll stick somebody with him like, as a mouthpiece,
nah.
I don't know. Like I just look forward to see where they're going to go with him.
I think he'll just have to get more comfortable on the mic.
To me, the story was kind of more about him losing than Baron Corbin winning.
Right.
That's it.
Fortunately, they've built up Crews enough that one loss ain't going to halt his momentum.
Yeah.
Like, they actually spent time building him up before handing him his first loss. Unlike WWE, would have done a Tyler Breeze. And it's got him losing left and right, so.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's supposed to get anybody over if he's already losing, so.
That's annoying.
Apollo Crews just got there and he can get Baron Corbin over because he's been winning all the way through.
Yeah.
So, but the match itself was all right. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it was kind of like unexpected, unpredictable, which is good. You know, it's kind of like, Cruz didn't see it coming at the end of days, you know. Good for a heel, a good ending for a heel to win, right, if you were going to book it that way.
Now we're going to turn our attention to the main event. Samoa Joe versus Finn Balor, as Neville used to say, but Finn Balor. For the NXT Championship, a fantastic match in my opinion. One of the best NXT has had all year. Finn Balor won. He had came out with the Jack the Ripper entrance, which was awesome. Kind of dark though for WWE, considering that it's PG and all that. But that was still cool.
Yeah.
And think that Finn Balor's the babyface coming out as a murderer. But it was still like I dug it. Like I think that's cool. He is a demon after all, so he's already a demon. So. Right. That's not cool. That's not PG. That's a demon.
Yeah,
it's not kid friendly, but the hell with it. It's cool.
I agree. I had people comment on the review that I wrote for Philly Voice saying that Finn Balor's entrance was ridiculous and it wouldn't work on the main roster and that it was stupid. I'm like,
it's not stupid.
It's not.
It may not work on the main roster, but that doesn't mean it's stupid.
I don't think they'll have something like that on the main roster every single week.
Well, they're not going to do the demon every week, no.
No. So it's almost like, and he doesn't do this every week either. He's not the demon every week on TV. So I like it.
But he had to be that because he's going against Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe crossed the line. So he had to bring out his alter ego. You had to just show him shit's getting real now. So. Yeah, he had to be the demon for that.
And there was one thing I didn't like about the promo Joe did that they aired before the match where, you know, he was being interviewed and he said that, yeah, he did a terrible thing, but hey, like you have to make those decisions to do that. I was like, why not just be the badass? Be like, yo, it's the NXT title. That's mine. Okay. He's kind of like, I'll do anything for the title, even if it means turning on my friends. Kind of he admitted what he did was a terrible thing. You know, that's what he said. I was like, why even? That was like a nitpicky thing. I'm not even gonna get like that upset about it. But that's the one thing going into that match and about that match.
I remember
that,
though.
Didn't like.
I know exactly what you're talking about when he was sitting down doing the interview. Yeah. But the match itself was awesome.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I loved it.
And he looked pissed as hell when he lost. You know, Balor. You know. One with that.
Listen, man, Finn Balor is the man.
Yes.
Love Finn Balor, man.
Now, Samoa Joe is the man too.
Yes,
it's like he's like Triple H said in that conference call last week. Like he's turned back the clock and he's rejuvenated. It's like he has though. Like this is Samoa Joe from like Ring of Honor and earlier TNA days. Like this is the Samoa Joe everybody loves and everybody wants to see. Mm-hmm. And he's been fantastic. And it's amazing that in his last. Maybe year or two, maybe three in TNA. This is nothing like it. Like, he was nothing like this.
No,
he gets to NXT. He's part of a thriving promotion again. All of a sudden, he's going 100 miles an hour again. And he looks amazing. Like, Samoa Joe he's awesome too.
Can I ask a question? Like, why? I've always been confused by this. Samoa Joe is a well known guy, like from Ring of Honor and TNA. Stuff like that. People know who Samoa Joe is. Why did he go to NXT? Why didn't he just jump to the main roster? Like, he has...
They putting everybody through NXT, though.
Oh, okay.
And he's not training. It's not like he's like they're teaching him how to wrestle. He's just down to be another big name and add another big name. Because here's the thing about NXT, and Triple H knows this. He knows he's catering to a very hardcore audience. And that's people who own a WWE network. Like us. So we know not just the guys at WWE, but we watch all kinds of wrestling. So he's like, look, I want these guys to be on board with this too. I'm going to get these guys that they like Samoa Joe, like James Storm, you know, guys like that, like Rhino even. Bring them in. They're not training, obviously.
But
they're down there wrestling. It's a big name. And so that they can sell some tickets, they can bring eyeballs. Also, they can help get the other guys over and they can teach them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So he serves a purpose, but I think Samoa Joe, unlike I wouldn't bring up Rhino. I know you already brought him up for the Wyatt family thing, but I don't think he's staying up. But I wouldn't bring up James Storm. I wouldn't bring up Rhino permanently. I'd bring up Samoa Joe though. I'd bring him up to the main roster because they can use a guy like him, another badass on the roster. You can't have enough badasses, in my opinion.
Yeah,
No.
Oh, you can't.
he's a main event guy.
Yeah, he is. That's what I'm saying. Like, I love Samoa Joe in TNA. That was my guy. So when he went to NXT, I was like, why? But you gave a great answer. It makes sense now.
Right. Plus, NXT is better. You're better off at NXT than you are in TNA.
Exactly.
And Ring of Honor, for that matter.
In some instances, better off in NXT than the WWE main roster.
True.
We see what's happened with the Divas, and it really hasn't gone as we would have liked it to have gone. It's kind of now the main Divas angle is between Becky Lynch and Charlotte, you know, with the whole cheating thing.
Who knows what's going on there? I'm not even going to begin to get
whatever,
into that.
But, you know, that kind of, I don't know. I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of Tyler Breeze losing almost every single match he's been in. I think he's won one, maybe two.
Who knows?
I'm not a fan of Sasha Banks sitting watching the match with the rest of us.
Yeah.
Why are you not in the match?
Was she near
what
y'all?
Is going on?
By the way, was she near y'all?
No.
Yeah, and she was like 5-6. We were like 7-8 rows back of her. We were in row 8,
oh,
right?
Oh man! So you got to see Naomi from behind.
She was in the front row. So we were. We were 12 rows.
Y'all got to see Naomi from behind?
12 rows? Okay. Yes, well, yes, we did.
Oh,
yes, we did.
Man.
Well, they must have moved because everyone was standing.
I was telling my friends, look, you got to see Naomi. Like, look at her.
Yes.
Y'all got lucky that day.
Yeah.
I took pictures, actually.
Oh.
Oh.
You got to send me that picture, Brian.
Oh. I didn't know this one.
It'll cost you, Vaughn.
Oh, man. We got to talk.
I get uneasy about bring Samoa Joe up to the main roster. I don't trust the process. I'm not a Hinkyite. If you want to compare it to the Sixers, we can't trust the process yet from NXT to WWE. We can't. It hasn't worked. So, you know, that's how I feel about that. Just keep Joe in NXT as long as possible. Maybe he'll win the title. I mean, it's a better show right now. It's a better show. So, and I'm hoping it plays a part in when SmackDown moves to USA. I think that needs the hierarchy should be Raw, SmackDown, NXT, with SmackDown being some of NXT and some of Raw. That's all.
I don't know if you do that, man. I don't know if you mix those waters like that, man.
Yeah.
Keep NXT separate.
I don't either. I just.
Keep
yeah.
that main roster stench yeah. away from it. I'm serious. Because the thing about NXT that makes it special is that it's so unique. It's so different from the main roster. The way it's produced, the way the matches are laid out, the way the angles are laid out, the way it looks on a regular basis. If you're talking about Full Sail, it looks different.
Yeah.
It's shot different. You know, like, just keep it separate.
Do you like the white ropes during the big shows for NXT? I don't.
You just do it. You're always a stickler for those
I am. I'm all about the appearance, man. All about the appearance.
I think so. Because the motif is like a black and white motif for the takeovers. That's why they do it.
Nah, yeah.
I think it's great. I like it.
Nick hates white ropes.
See, the yellow ropes remind me of Shock on Saturday Night. So, there you go.
Oh man!
You and the Shotgun Saturday. That's not your favorite. When they put Shotgun Saturday Night on the network, the Nick is going to go off.
I'm going to just sit back and watch every show on repeat for about 2 weeks.
Shotgun Saturday Night. You and
the
your
four
Shotgun
or five
Saturday
shows
night.
From like the nightclubs.
Didn't they have a match with like Triple H and Undertaker had like a match in like Penn Station?
They did. They did. And Undertaker tombstoned him at the top of an escalator. I miss Livewire. That's the only way I could see Shotgun highlights. Livewire.
What was so cool about Shotgun Saturday Night?
Just the feel of it. You know, the fact that it was on TV and I couldn't watch it, and that pissed me off. So it's that I never just let go.
You ever try to call in the Livewire?
No.
I did. I could never get through. Bastards.
I liked when... it wasn't Jim Ross. It was Paul Heyman when he called in when Vince was in the studio.
This is like 97 when they did like the whole ECW thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was
called in live.
Actually, the whole Livewire episode of Vince McMahon was on YouTube. It might be on Daily Motion. I don't know. It's probably the best episode of Livewire ever.
Of all the pantheon of great episodes of Livewire, that is the number one, the bomb diggity of episodes.
Livewire mania.
You got your Livewire rankings ready?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh, my God.
I know what number one is.
Yeah, got it.
It's funny because I know at least of one other episode because I recorded it on my VCR. It was right after Shawn Michaels made his in-ring return in 1997 against Mankind as a heel. So when Rick Rude came back. So yeah.
Wait, was this when Shawn lost his smile?
This was after that. This was the same year, but in August. So
you got it all down pat.
Livewire, man.
Livewire.
Little show of shows.
Vaughn, we found the biggest fan of Livewire. He's sitting right in front of you.
Yeah, he's the only one left.
Livewire for life.
I remember Livewire. It was all right, I guess. I mean,
Once it became a recap show, it was kind of turned off. But
wait a minute, it wasn't a recap show at first? I don't remember
It was just basically calling in, you know. Farouk was on there.
I remember they had like interviews. I remember like watching the Steve Austin interview on there.
Yeah, I think the last time it was really, it started right around the time the Pillman Gunn Austin angle happened.
That was a hot angle, man.
And people were calling in.
That was no shotgun? That should have been no shotgun.
That should have been.
A tailor-made for shotgun Saturday night.
It was. And I think that the concept was great. You had, like, parents calling in and being like, you know what? This isn't family-friendly, so I'm not going to allow my kids to watch. And Vince was on there and was like, well, that's your prerogative. So this is the way we're going.
I remember that.
It was real talk. I was like, I'm sitting there, I'm like 11, 12 years old. I'm like, what is he talking about? I like it.
Hey.
I remember because my dad was sitting there nodding in agreement. Like, yeah, this isn't for kids. I don't think you should watch it either. I'm like, Dad, I'm going to watch it anyway.
You shouldn't watch this neither.
Like, yeah, Pop's man. Out. Like, go watch John Wayne or something. Out of here.
Jeez.
John Wayne. Yeah, this ain't John Wayne, the Sundance Kid, man. Get out of here. But what else are we going to talk about, man? We got a couple minutes left. We talked about Livewire enough. We got 3 minutes left.
Livewire.
So we got tonight.
Mania. We could talk about Mania or tonight.
Final Battle. Ring of Honor.
Yeah. 2300 Arena.
Yep. Jay Lethal's on the main event. Against AJ Styles for the title, heavyweight title.
AJ Styles?
Yeah.
Loved AJ Styles.
He's the man now. Over Japan.
He was always the man to me.
Yeah, but he's always the man. But like I think he's even better than what he was before. And he's the man over in Japan now. Former IWGP heavyweight champion.
Mm. Wow, good for him.
Should order that on iPay-per-view, Brian.
How much does it cost?
I have no idea.
$20.
$20?
Got me.
It's not nearly as much as a WWE pay-per-view, so you don't have to worry about that. You ain't going to break your pockets.
Just make sure
you're if it's $20, I'll get it.
Well, quick $20.
I've actually never ordered an iPay-per-view. I've seen one.
I don't think the pay-per-view itself is that expensive. I think the pay-per-view itself is like $25 or something like that.
Oh, it's on regular pay-per-view?
Yeah, it's on regular pay-per-view. This is a regular pay-per-view.
Never mind, you
know. It might be on iPay-per-view, too. I don't know, but it's definitely on regular pay-per-view.
Ring of Honor needs to leave that pay-per-view stuff alone and get the Ring of Honor network so we can watch it for $9.99. Forget all this pay-per-view crap. That's over with. Let's get the Ring of Honor network going. No, you got no. That's a bad idea. Okay, all right.
They can make some money off it though, because they got a lot of archive footage with a lot of stars from today.
That's true.
They got a lot of guys that people want to see back in the day: CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, Cesaro, Rollins. You know, Samoa Joe.
my when they were on Destination America, my Xfinity TV guide, their pitcher actually was like Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins in that
what?
Pitcher. Yeah, they still had them. So
come on, Ringo, Ryan, get that up to date.
They're trying to catch eyes,
right? The people are like, oh my god, that's Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins. I'm like, Tyler Black versus Bryan Danielson on Ring of Honor. Like, what? Who's Tyler Black?
Where's his blonde streak? Right.
Where's the Shield? All right, well, we're going to wrap up here on that note. We talked about Raw, talked about TLC a little bit, talked about NXT London. Just
big Reigns win.
Anything else happened this week? It seemed like a lot happened, like in the last couple of days. That's about it, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, you had those three shows, WWE.
Yeah,
It just felt like a lot. Yeah, I guess because we were there too Monday night.
Yeah,
it was like great atmosphere, great ending.
How about that TLC match Sunday?
Yeah,
the ladder match.
Yes, the tag team ladder match. That was ridiculous.
The Saluda del Sol through the damn ladder.
Goodness. I had to rewind that like five times.
Yeah, that was a great match.
It's unbelievable.
Awesome match. Yeah.
And I definitely jumped up and danced when New Day came out at all. I'm sorry. I usually don't mark out for anybody, but when New Day came out, I jumped up and
did you do a Big E move?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. That's the only move to do.
Hey, yo, Malik and I were sitting there. New Day rocks. New Day rocks. We were chanting too. Like, and thanks to you guys. I mean, I really appreciate you inviting us out there, too. We had a great time. But, you know, our show was airing the same time as Raw, and we were getting trashed on our own show by Saquon Gillette, our co-host, Kenil 1000, and they had a guest panel member there, and they were just trashing us. They talked about hip-hop for maybe 5 minutes. The rest was just these geeks, these guys left us stranded to go watch Monday Night Raw with the Straight Shooters guys. They were just trashing us, man. So
hey, man.
I gotta get those guys back on Monday.
They can come back and join us too. Yeah. They'll like it too.
Yeah, they will.
It's not like they're gonna go to the show and think they're geeks and be like, hey, this is awesome. You take anybody to a wrestling show, they're gonna like it.
And they're gonna be really pissed because March 21st, I'm gonna be right back in Philadelphia. Monday Night Raw.
Damn straight.
Coming back 2 weeks before WrestleMania. That'll be exciting.
Shout out to the Boombox Life guys. They were pretty pissed.
Make sure you listen Monday night to hear Brian talk some smack. Brian and Malik.
They definitely shut that Boombox Life to the side for a second, though. For a week. We're going to Raw. Catch y'all later.
All right. I was like, I sent them a group text. I was like, can't host.
Can't host. The host ain't here today.
I know I'm the host of the show and all, but not today.
Alright, man. Stuff, we appreciate you coming on again, Brian. Where can everybody find you on social media?
Hey, they can find me at Brian Isley Live on Twitter. They can find me at Brian Isley on Instagram. They can find me at Brian Isley Live now on Snapchat, and at Brian Isley on Facebook. And if you want to book me for comedy, because I make people laugh from time to time, it's starc30@yahoo.com for booking.
There you go. Book that man.
Yeah.
It's got a family.
Yeah.
It's got a family.
And don't forget to tune in every Monday to listen to Boombox Life Radio on wildfireradio.com. Listen to me and Malik get trashed when we're not there watching wrestling.
Damn shame. All right, go ahead, Nick. What about you? Man.
Find me at Nick McCone on Twitter. We are at Shooters Radio on Twitter as well. And subscribe to us on iTunes, The Straight Shooters. And
yes, Lord.
Read my wrestling stuff, phillyvoice.com. Read my sports and wrestling stuff, bleedphilly.com, phillyinfluencer.com. And
all them dot coms,
that's
man.
It. .com.
You own .com one day. That'd be crazy.
Nick.com.
Right. That's what I was saying. NickPacone.com, man. It's everything. There you go. Of course, I'm at Vaughn M. Johnson on Twitter. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/thestraightshooters. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you again next week. That'd be Christmas, and we'll be here. Straight Shooters won't be going nowhere. We'll be here Christmas. You'll be listening to us.
Do it.
So, catch us.
Later.
You've been listening to the Straight Shooters on Wildfire Radio. For advertising opportunities, contact Nick Piccone via email at PicconeNick@gmail.com or call 856-625-1190.